97.7 The River. It's Beer 30 with the Danny Wright Show.
All right, it's that time. It's Friday. We've got beer in front of us. I got Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer, the podcast in the house. You can check it out on Google Play and iTunes and find them on all the socials.
So Firestone Walker Brewing Company out of Paso Robles. They do a series that they release. I guess it would be quarterly. It feels that about that regular, but I'm not 100% on that. They do something called Luponic Distortion, which is just a lower alcohol percentage IPA that they make, and they use different hop blends and whatnot. It's something different every time. This is the 10th version of that beer. This is something that we pour at all the restaurants. It's a little bit different. It's not quite as piney. This is what they tell us anyway before we dive in here. It's not quite as piney as some of the other ones are, and there's a lot more like tangerine, creamsicle, that kind of stuff. That's the way that they've been marketing it. If you look at some of the one sheets and stuff that are out and around the pubs and the bars, it's very orange. Everything is out and about. So as we go through the AATMF, just looking at this in the window, it's pretty light color, sort of golden yellow, I would say. There's not a lot of head retention in this, though. I do see some bubbles moving their way up. So what are we getting here as we dive in?
Well, it's funny. I've really liked all the Luponic Distortions. So as soon as you mentioned that you're bringing this in, I was excited. And my first initial taste, I'm underwhelmed.
Are you?
Yeah. Aroma-wise, I get a little bit of apricot, just some citrus in the nose. It is less piney. I'll give them that for sure. But the taste is a little disjointed. It's still a good beer, but to me it's not as the same caliber as the previous ones. And I think because I'm probably expecting a more hop forward, a little bit more piney, which, you know, pine is that word used in which essentially like a fresh hop beer. You're going to get that. You're going to get really, really green and bright flavors out of it.
But I was afraid when I first tasted this that with them trying to talk about orange creamsicle that it was going to be rich and overly sweet somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I don't find that to be the case.
No.
The dryness is there. Almost like there's as much orange pith as there is like the oily sweetness from the peel itself.
Which, it's funny you mention that because it seems like every beer that we've had that utilizes the pith, there's always some oils, right? So if you take that orange peel and you squeeze, you'll see all the citrus you get out of it. But then you're left over with those oils on your fingers.
Right.
And I think that has to do a lot with head retention. I think when you use something like that has that pith, that has those oils, it's going to kill your carbonation level. So it's probably, had that not been used, I bet you the carbonation level would have been fine. And I bet you that this, it would have had a little more head retention. It just seems to be a natural characteristic of the beers we've tried in the last, 6 months.
Sure. They've really gone out of their way to put numbers and sort of, quote, vintages on these beers. Each release is a different number and everything else. And I think it keeps people coming back. Like, I can clearly tell you that the second one was my favorite of all of them.
Yes.
Six was also phenomenal. Those are the two that stick out in my mind. I've liked all of them, but I can remember clearly. So when I see a new vintage come out.
Seven was horrible.
But see, this is the thing. Like, you can remember. So like when you see a new, quote, vintage come out, you're going to reach for it and see, well, what's this one about? So I do think that there's some genius in this idea of the series, right?
Like, right.
It's this style. It stays within the framework of one style. We're just small tweaks here and there. What do you guys think? Which I think is a cool approach. Hey, host of the Daniel Wright Show, what do you think about the beer?
Hey, guys, I'm still here. Hey, by the way, if you want to check out their podcast.
It's on right now. You just listened to it.
You just did. Well, I was going to say, but now we don't have any time. So, yeah.
Sorry, Matt Damon. We are out of time.
I've not had 1 through 9, so I have no reference point, but I thought it was very piney.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
But I don't know the difference. I don't know what it was before, so maybe it was more of that before this one.
Right.
That's the first thing I got. I'm meh on this. I'm meh. Thumbs middle for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, meh.
Fair enough.
I wish I was around for 2 is all I'm saying.
Yeah, well.
Oh, well.
Thank God you missed 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Phew.
I'm a thumb up too.
All right. Luponic Distortion number 10. You can check out this review and others online at 977theriver.com. And you can catch their podcast literally here on the radio, apparently, every Friday. Or wherever you get your podcast, Sports Meets Beer. Brad and Ben, Sports Meets Beer. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Danny.
Cheers, Danny.